Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Dicey Duo with
Kai
and Rain.
Well, I wish we knew we were vocalizing.
Oh, you didn't tell me last time we did that.
Well, so. I altered this.
Oh, God. Anyway.
How you doing, Rain?
I am great. How are you doing, Kai?
I'm good. I'm in the midst of moving and being sick and on the brink of a new job.
Samesies.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's like allergies or
actual sickness.
I think it's like a cough because my throat has that, like, you've got something in your throat at all times and it kind of
annoys you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
That was earlier today, but it's kind of gone away now. I definitely have a stuffed nose, if you can tell. But yeah, on the new job next week.
Exciting.
And just want to be done with this move. See what the future holds, you know?
Yeah.
See what this the rest of this May has in store for me. You?
Yay.
How was your trip? You just got back.
Oh, yeah. Came back from San Diego. It was a great time. I was originally supposed to go on a training, though big government said, well, screw you. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
So I just went on
a vacation.
A vacation.
Nice.
Went to the safari park, which is different than the zoo. It's actually where they do like all of the like special breeding.
They drive around. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you drive around in the caravan.
Special breeding?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're like a whole conservation kind of like park. Excuse me.
Interesting.
Where they like take it upon themselves to help with the endangered species, like the white rhino.
Okay, so they got some rhinos.
Yeah, I saw a baby rhino. Wow. It was bigger than the
JJ.
Obviously, yeah.
What's the average baby rhino
weight at birth?
Weigh at birth. It's saying rhino babies typically weigh around 100 pounds.
Oh, thank God.
At birth.
Well, then, you know, they were probably talking about the current
baby weight. Black rhinos weigh 80 to 110 pounds. Still, that's a crazy. Babies, our babies come out a couple pounds. To come out 100 pounds
is crazy. Massive.
It's crazy massive.
Yeah.
Dense.
Yep. And then, it was really fun.
Cool.
That was like a special thing. They weren't actually supposed to bring us over there, but they said, hey, you guys are a cool group.
Oh.
So we're going to take you on a special trip.
Oh.
And they, it was really fun. And then we went to Legoland, and it's just for little kids.
Yeah.
And it was great, though.
You can buy Legos.
Yeah, for like $75 a freaking pop.
Well, the same, I assume, basically the same for
the
regular price.
Yeah, it was
of
fun,
Legos.
Though. And
did
then,
you buy a Lego?
No.
You went to Legoland and you didn't buy a single Lego?
No.
Did you buy Lego memorabilia?
Yeah.
Okay.
A keychain.
At least, okay. Of a Lego guy?
Of a Lego guy.
That's a Lego, so you bought a Lego. If you had left empty-handed, shame on you.
Yeah.
Like,
shame
you can,
on me, I guess. Dude, I spent so much money
Look above you. Oh, I'm sorry. Not that. Diagonally.
She
went directly up, which is crazy. But no, I mean, in her view.
Yeah, right in front of me.
Almost bigger than her.
It's about half.
Half of you is a Lego Star Destroyer.
Yeah, well.
So.
And one of those X-Wings.
And I have the Ultimate Collection X-Wing as its divorced ex-wife. Oh. We talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah. We did.
The Star Destroyer and an X-Wing are divorced exes.
Yeah.
Divorced exes. Because they're from different sides. Anyway.
Well,
they're
forced
fine.
To look at each other.
Currently. That's me.
Face the wall.
I'm their worse therapist. I'm doing some
talk to each other.
Exposure therapy.
Exactly. Do the thing. No, that's so funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then had a horrible, horrible flight back home for 5.5 hours. Had a fever. So I'm also getting over like a sickness. I don't know what it is. Everybody, like, so it was my aunt.
I feel like since COVID, everyone's just getting sick more often.
Yeah. I don't know.
But also, I'm just getting older.
Yeah.
And more susceptible, so.
I also have an autoimmune disease.
Well, that's shitty.
Yeah, so.
What are you prone to?
Everything.
Oh, okay, so you're just.
I just have a weak immune system.
High, risky.
Yeah, I'm high risk.
Gotcha.
I live my life to the fullest, though.
Do you have a lot? Do you often get a lot of respiratory problems, like throat stuff?
No, it's usually like viral. So I get.
But does it affect your breathing at all, ever?
If I get maybe like a sinus thing, then yeah.
Have you ever had pneumonia or like strep?
Yeah.
Okay, but you've had pneumonia.
No, not pneumonia, just a strep.
Okay.
Strep from like a long time ago because of my niece. She coughed in my face while she was 3. My sister.
And she gave you what?
Strep.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's rough, buddy.
The reason I ask is because Taurus is sort of like weak spot or like our voice and our throat in our neck.
Yeah, because we're loud. So, I don't know.
Maybe.
What's the best juxtaposition?
Yeah.
Throat sickness.
Scorpio has genitals, so.
Oh, well, sorry, guys. Sorry.
I think, and then these are just the ones I remember because my ex is a Capricorn and they have spine issues or back issues.
So like scoliosis?
I think so.
Nice. I mean, not nice. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, currently I have some, I don't know if they want to hear this. I have nasal drippage.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's common.
Yeah.
I'm a little sniffly. My nose feels more clogged than it's been most of the day. So,
it's about that time.
I don't feel too good in the morning, I'll probably skip D and D.
We're already down another person.
Are we?
Taylor.
Why?
She has a duty section.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. If anything, I'll just, you know, we could just do something.
I'm
pretty sure we'll be fine.
Very nice. Yeah. I did, before we jump quite, I know it's your hosting day, but you asked earlier what I wanted to talk about, and I thought about it. And I was curious, some of your favorite things.
Raindrops on roses.
Yes, play it. Let's buy the rights. No,
no.
I was going. I opened my Pokemon app and I was like, "What's Rain's favorite Pokemon? What's Rain's?"
Cyndaquil.
Okay, why Cyndaquil?
So cute.
Just
so dang.
Is it the first iteration or is it the medium?
First iteration.
First evolution.
Cyndaquil is so cute. It's just a Cynda.
Yes.
You
know? Oh. I was thinking, I couldn't quite pin it until I just did. Yes. Cyndaquil is super cute.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Especially with his small voice.
Right.
Oh. Love him.
Just squeeze the cheeks. Ooh, so cute. How about yours? What's your favorite?
Charmander.
Of course. Hey, look at that.
Charizard.
Two fire Pokemans.
Yes. I also like Squirtle.
Squirtle's fun.
Not the biggest in terms of the original three, like Bulby's on the bottom, but
Lucario is my second.
Lucario's
favorite.
Dope.
Yeah.
Deoxys is funny.
Dude, yeah.
It's cool.
I think more because Lucario is like a pseudo
human.
Pseudo human. He's a furry.
He's got a personality that far
supersedes all far Pokemon.
It's got more depth than like
than
the other
Pokemon
legendaries and stuff like that. Entei.
Oh.
Is one of my favorites. Love
Entei.
That.
Entei.
Even just the name.
Dude, that movie was a fever dream.
Dude.
Yes, dude.
I don't remember it.
It's because it's a fever dream, bro.
I don't remember it. I do remember it, though. I, like, remember it.
I remember the steps.
I remember feeling it.
You're right. I remember,
I don't remember it.
Glass pseudo wasn't like Kyogre steps going up. Yeah,
because it was like the three Kyogre. Birds yep. and the three cats and Kyogre and what's the other one? Groudon.
Yeah.
It was and then them. Lugia.
Yeah, and I was just like, man.
You know what's got a what's a good Pokemon movie? The one with those two. Maybe Lugia is involved, but it's those two red and blue flying ones.
Oh yeah.
What are they called? Oh, anyway, my God. They're really I like those two. Not Celebi. Celebi's cool though.
Celebi is pretty cool.
Pokemon's are cool.
They're like planes.
They are like planes. They're like jets. They have really cute names.
Latias and Latios.
Latias and Latios. Those two are dope.
Yeah. They're really cute too.
Yeah, those are my favorite that I can think of without going too into the too off the deep end.
Yeah. Talk about Pokemon. JJ is like...
Yeah, he's obsessed.
Completely done with Violet. Then he was like, can I get Scarlet so I can do it over again?
That's hilarious.
I was like, sure, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, like...
What's crazy is you should get him one of the like old... What's funny, like two generations ago Pokemon because they're like I better. Like the current Scarlet is just a...
Grind.
Trash.
Yeah, it's just a grind.
It's just a well.
There's not a lot of story. There's not a lot of story. Like older Pokemon games.
Maybe get one of those like Pokemon story things, like on the old DS style.
Yeah, that, I might
have you play as the Pokemon.
Oh, he likes playing that fighting Pokemon. Pokemon something.
Sword and Shield?
No. So you're fighting as the Pokemon.
Oh. Is it like League of Legends?
Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, Pokemon Arena or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I know what you're
It's mobile, I'm pretty sure.
It's mobile and he gets to play it on his Nintendo.
Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's on Switch. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that's got really popular when it came out. People were really interested in that.
Mikey, our old DD guy.
Yep.
In our Saturday group, he told me not to allow internet because... He was like, yeah, people are like super toxic, just like LOL. I was like,
oh, yeah,
know, that's hilarious. No, totally. Man. So he just plays bots the whole time, but he's happy.
Of course. Let him run into the people later.
Yeah, I'm trying.
When he can retort. Mm-hmm.
Like I say, no Roblox.
No.
This is good. This is it. Fuck Roblox. But
this is where we go on PG. No, yeah. Not the biggest fan of Roblox.
No.
And it's sort of weird preying on children.
Why? You guys are sick.
Well, disgusting. I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, but I think it's
being a parent. It's like you gotta
I don't enjoy it personally. My friends are like, why don't you play Dress to Impress with us? And I'm like, I don't care.
And also why?
I don't want to download Roblox. Yeah. Sorry. Very interesting. Do you have a favorite class in D&D?
Me?
That you've seen or that you've played?
I think right now, Monk is really fun.
Monk's badass. Really
fun.
I'm about to play one in a private online game with my like online homies. Oh, nice. Yeah. We're like weirdly gonna... co-DM all four of us
so you guys way. Will, got kind of like rotate.
It's gonna be a rotation and then also the way that we play it we all talk about like when we play Destiny or when we play the games that we play we kind of like to think of our own scenarios where we're the characters or something so like in the as we've played the decade of Destiny we have you get to make your character but we've also given them stories like for each season what they were up to and what they thought about different things so we already are kind of role playing the what ifs or like not role playing but we're talking about the what if scenarios in terms of a D&D style or a DMing style so I was like we already do this we already like shoot the shit so why don't we just do it just, in D&D so that's gonna be interesting
are these people that are not here in Hawaii or
yeah they places? Live all in California
these are all your Cali friends
yes. are my it's like my my main gamer friend group
nice
the ones I've played with since
forever ago
the last decade
There you go.
Yeah, the last... Because 2015? Yeah. I don't even know. Gosh.
Man, I tried having, like, you know, like reconnecting or staying connected with people with gaming, but it's different when...
You gotta be consistent. It's not
that,
just...
That, and also...
You can't just be like, oh, we played Call of Duty 2 years ago, let's start playing again. Let's
try again. Yeah,
you can, but you're not... These are people that I've, like, stayed... I mean, thankfully, it's just for me and these people, it's only Cali, so it's only 3 hours right now. Sometimes it's two, depending on the...
Yeah, depending on stupid, their, you know,
American daylight saving. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't happen here. We are the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, we don't change. I found this out this year. I was like, we don't get...
So everyone else changes around us. Stupid. Got it.
Except for people in Europe.
But yeah, I'm about to play. His name is Mason. And I think I'm going to make him a... Oh, you're a Mercy Monk.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of making him a Mercy Monk just because it's sort of one of the most effective ones.
It is. And but also, like,
I'm still debating.
You buff as a healer a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you buff as a healer.
That's the kind of the main reason why I got,
it's just
like,
freaking good.
Yeah, I chose a Warrior Mercy. Also, the freaking damage that I can do.
Monks are just crazy.
My hand of harm, shoot.
Yep. Well, it's just an extra
D8 plus
necrotic.
Yeah.
Plus, like, what, your wisdom?
My wisdom, yeah.
That's nice. That is nice. Mm-hmm. But you only do it once per turn on one attack.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So even
that's still good.
Yeah, and then whatchamacallit, I also get to do the I always called it like flurry of blows.
The flurry of blows. Flurry of blows.
I'm dyslexic, guys. Sometimes I forget letters. All right. So it just blends into one. So fun thing about dyslexia is that you get sayings completely wrong and they're even funnier.
Oh, so totally.
Before
just watched a clip that helped me understand dyslexia because I don't think I have it.
Mm-hmm. Lucky for you.
Thankfully, I'd be so screwed if I had dyslexia.
I
don't read a lot right now because my attention span's rough, but I can read and it's not annoying. But I watched a clip of like a doctor show and they describe dyslexia where he's like, okay, repeat after me. Dog, cat, bird. And he'd be like, bird, cat, dog. Or dog, bird, cat.
Yeah. It's like,
it's just out of order.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's the thing about
dyslexia,
right? It's
so
just shifting it all.
I'm really good at skimming.
Sure, you can skim it and get the gist. But if you have to go back to back to back, it's like.
But if I have
dog ran away home. No,
nope,
fuck,
yeah.
That's wrong.
And it's like if I'm reading a book, reading books is really hard for me, just because I tend to skim and be like, ah, shoot, I need to read this page over again because I only got a little bit of.
I do that where I'll like read a sentence and it maybe a sentence will tangentially give me a thought and I'll get to the bottom and then go, I didn't read that.
So what I was gonna say, right, getting like phrases kind of like wrong. So I don't know, I think it was in high school, I was talking to one of my teachers and I was like, yeah, I'll get this done, I'll also get that other thing done, I gotta, you know, I'll kill one bird with two stones.
Nice.
And he was like, no.
We'll really get that. We're going to really get that bird down.
We're really going to kill that bird. But that is overkill.
And then we're going to find it on the ground dead. And we're going to throw another rock.
Is that not how it's... No, it's kill one...
I was
about to say it again. Two birds with one stone. I was like, oh yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. Yikes. So that's like my favorite saying now.
Kill one bird with two stones? That's really good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, hey, Humu.
Alrighty.
So let's get into it. We're going to go for some encounter.
Da, 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 do.
Is John Cena coming through?
I had the D20 and then...
You lost it, didn't you?
I don't know what I did with it.
Great. Oh, it's right there.
There it is. All right. Me first?
Mm-hmm.
You? Okay. Here we go. Natural 20. 20. And you know what that means? That means because it's above 14.
Yeah.
We should really figure out a 20 just because that'll be fun. We need to like figure out something that only happens on 20.
On 20. Yeah. We should.
But for me today, I have a little, Rain's really wanted to do a Vecna review.
But I have nothing to complain about.
She has nothing to complain about.
Which is unlike me because I complain about a lot of things.
We just complain about it too quickly.
I guess so.
We've already complained about stuff. Oh, and then
I've already forgotten.
Exactly. Probably. Okay. My Vecna review.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be maybe some discourse. We'll see. Okay. It's definitely an opinion, but
I like opinions. You know what they say about opinions, right?
What? I think I do. I just forget. What is it? What's the saying? And say it wrong.
Opinions are like assholes.
Oh, everybody has got one. Yes, yes, yes. I know that one. Okay.
Opinions are assholes.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Has.
Two.
Rough. Yeah. No. For my Vecna review, I'll be talking about that gemstone dice are a waste of money.
Oh, was it the one you bought from Other Realms, or was that something else?
I haven't bought any gemstones from Other Realms. Mm-hmm. Taylor might have. No, those were resin the last time we bought. But I've bought like maybe three sets of gemstone dice in my life. First one was the Critical Role Darolo one. Ooh. It was like an all white opalescent.
Yeah. Really pretty.
With gold. Yeah, filigree. Very pretty. Very easy to chip. Super easy to chip. The D4. One of the D4s just came like slightly chipped.
Already.
And then the case they came in didn't have like individual slots, so they just rattled around on each other.
Oh, wait.
So gemstone and gemstone just kind of crack each other up. So that was my first instance. I was like, okay, this is rough. I got another one and I was a little more careful, but then like even when you're careful on rolling like leather,
yeah,
it's I kind of cringe hearing gemstones like thud.
Thud. Yeah.
And then the third one I got was like a nice tiger's eye. And so because I didn't want it chipped, it was like the only set I used. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I was only fucking using one set and like not using the nice tray that I bought. And it was like, I was doing too much just for gemstone. Mm. I was doing too much. Just to roll some dice, man.
It's like you're babysitting almost.
Exactly. So at least if you're trying to take care of them, if you don't give a here's my other pet peeve, because I care about things looking pretty and my gemstones cracking, when other people roll their gemstones, I cringe.
It's like,
it just hurts.
Yeah. Also,
And I, especially with one friend, sorry to cut you off.
No,
friend does it often, and I've expressed it several times, and she doesn't give a fuck.
Mm.
Or it's just ignorant and really, yeah.
Like so, rolling too high, rolling too hard.
Here's the worst of it. She's rolling gemstone on an acrylic resin tray that looks like a moon and is no bigger than my palm.
That's
not a dice tray. That is a cigarette ash tray.
Yeah.
And she rolls rolls regularly and it either goes out or it's just bad. And she's still using hard gemstone dice on hard resin tray. So who knows how much gemstone she's eaten or just like cracked off, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure my Darolo dice are missing numbers.
Oh, because it's chipped off that much? Yeah. How much have you used them?
Those not a lot.
Not a lot, because
they,
it's so,
but then they rattled so much in their case without any protection that just kind of got worse.
I don't get it. Come with, like, you know,
I don't freaking get it.
Like a inserts.
It was pretty too. It was like it was based off the Drolo's wedding. It was Vex and Percy's wedding dice, and it came into this beautiful like velvet dice rolling tray that was also really small, but it was like bigger and had. Like walls. Another thing about her resin dice tray, it has walls that are like micro inches, so they're not walls, they're just like little it's like a plate.
That's
so annoying.
Doesn't matter how pretty that
doesn't
is.
Matter
I don't think
doesn't
that's
matter
tray. I don't think that constitutes why as one.
Let it hold your die if you want it to be a dice holder, then, Laura then Bailey all your you know do it
die, yeah,
but get a freaking dice roll. Anyway, they also went, you know what's funny? I have a dice roller, a dice tower, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Signed by Matthew Mercer.
Yeah.
Given to me by these people. And I'm pretty sure she has one. And she has her husband with a 3D printer made her like a tangled tower dice roller. Doesn't bring it. Doesn't use it. Rolls are stupid. I don't know. Stupid. That's my Vec review. Gemstone dice, waste of money. Crack. Never use them.
Also,
better for display.
Use a better tray.
Use a no, but that's the other thing.
If you're rolling,
generally yes. Use
be
a,
more considerate
use a good
of your
dice tray,
because those dice are expensive.
Yes.
And if you're going to roll it and then have it chip, then you're not. You're just, you know.
Why'd you buy it?
Why'd you buy it?
Why'd you buy it?
Because they were pretty. I get it. I get it. But
display them then, and that's it.
Yeah,
don't roll them,
don't use them,
you're ruining it. So that's my Vector review.
I've been waiting for this so much.
Gemstone dice are too much, man. You need a special tray. They still can chip. You can't roll multiple dice. I can't roll. It came with like several d6. I can't roll them together.
No,
they'll clash into each other and chip, so it's slower. It's slower. It's inconvenient.
And they're also heavy.
That's whatever. I have metal dice that are heavier, but it's fine. They're just too
much.
They're
not ergonomical.
They're not logical. They're logical in terms of, like, you know, they're pretty and shit. Yes. But besides that, they are too much of a risk.
Yeah.
And we can put gemstones towards cooler things like Pikachus. Entei. Make me an Entei crystal out of red bloodstone. I want a red jade bloodstone made out of
Entei. Just get like gemstones in my rings? I mean, that'll be just as good.
Can you get gemstones in your rings?
Yeah. Just, you know.
Instead of
save
like gems?
Yeah.
Oh, I like, oh, save them from dice.
In a ring.
Save them.
Like,
stay away from dice.
Save from dice.
Let's just keep
it
in our jewelry.
Yes, keep it in our jewelry. Keep it in our figurines.
Agreed.
Fuck.
Or put them in the center of a resin die.
Yo, that's also true.
You know.
Yeah, encapsulate it. You know,
put a resin layer.
Care for your dice.
Care for your freaking dice, people. Mm. Anyway.
What's your gemstone?
Same as yours, girl.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure.
Mm-mm. May has a different one.
What May do you think I am?
No. Gemstones are months, right?
Oh, maybe. It's not sign. No. It's month.
Mm-hmm.
And you're April?
Yeah.
So what's yours?
Diamond.
You're like my mother.
I'm like your mother. You're an emerald.
I'm an emerald. I was going to have you guess, but you looked it up.
Dude, you know, diamonds are boring.
They are, because they've been too
mainstream.
Also,
too capitalized.
Also, they're just shiny, clear stones.
They're just so boring. Like, I want to be an opal.
I mean, obviously, if I were to have found one, I would be like, that's crazy. But I'm just way more interested in a colored thing.
Yeah, me too. I like lapis lazuli. And not because of Steven Universe.
That's not where my brain went.
Oh.
Mine went to Minecraft. And my question was about to become, in Minecraft, it looks more like a...
Dark.
Like a rock?
Yeah.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
It's like a, it's like more of a...
Darker rock.
Gemstone, like gemstone-y.
Jade. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like one thing that I've always wanted to do was to go...
Go and mine.
And mine.
Totally. In Mississippi. And try and find it. Yeah.
They have like, for some reason, you can buy tickets for anything. Mm-hmm. And I want to go mine for some rock. I want to go in the dirt.
I would love to.
And dig up some gemstones.
Like open air mud ones too, where it's just like the side of a hill.
No, that's where they take you, but you need to have tickets for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you're permitted essentially. Because you have to go with a guide and make sure that you're not running into, like, you know, other things. You're not
fucking up the environment, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like watching those videos where they pull big ones out.
I was so into those.
Yeah, I think there's, like, a... When I was watching Logan Paul before he did way too much...
We don't condone the Paul that brothers. He has done. Or they have at all. Done.
But he did post a video with one of those dudes and, like, pulled something huge.
Fake. Anything the Paul brothers do.
Actually, possibly. That's fair. Mm-hmm. But the guy he was with, maybe they paid him to react that way too, but he reacted pretty well. So, but that's cool. I'll go with you. That's dope.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I love gemstone hunting.
Do you have a favorite, back to favorites, do you have a favorite?
Gemstone?
Like stone or gem?
Gemstone. Or gem. Uh-huh. Lapis lazuli.
Right.
And then, like, amethyst.
Cool.
Just because I love the color purple.
Sure.
And amethyst is that deep, rich purple.
Totally.
Right now, I have a rose quartz that I carry around.
Cool.
That sucks my energy. My bad energy. I don't know.
It's supposed to be love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, you know, clarity, love, mm-hmm. kind of.
I keep my carnelian on me.
If I like hold my rose quartz,
uh-huh.
I'm really like radiant hot person.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Holding stones isn't a just kind of lead yourself to clammy hands from holding on to something.
Not really clammy, but it was like my
sweaty.
My hands aren't really clammy. No, the gem itself gets really hot.
Oh, like, sure.
My heat transfers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I gave it to my coworker.
If it's a thinner gem too.
No, it's thick.
I mean, if it's a thinner gem, it'll be right. Yeah, but that's good.
And I gave it to my coworker. He was like, "What did you do to this? Boil it?" And I was like, "No, I've been holding it." He was like,
"Holding it. You good?
Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." Do you want to know? Sorry.
No.
Kind of like circle back to my autoimmune disease. Do you want? Sure. Do you want to know what my disease is called?
What?
Graves' disease. Because I'm one step or 1 foot closer to the grave.
Weird.
No. I just like saying that because that's hilarious. But it is called Graves' disease.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. Whoever.
Maybe you're right.
You know?
I don't know.
I'm just dying on the inside. Are we all? Yeah.
Technically.
You know.
Huh?
What? My soul is dead. Completely black.
Okay. Go listen to My Chemical Romance a little bit more.
No. I listen to happy music, but I know I'm dead inside.
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay.
My turn.
Closeted Swiftie.
Absolutely not. No qualms to Swifties, but two. Moral Dilemma.
Ooh. On this episode of The Moral Dilemma, your party uncovers a village that has been secretly sacrificing one of their own to a forest spirit in exchange for prosperity and protection. The villagers are healthy, well-fed, and genuinely happy with the arrangement. And the chosen sacrifices go willingly, believing it's their duty. Do you intervene and stop the ritual, potentially dooming the village to famine and attacks, or do you allow the practice to continue despite its moral implications?
You know, the moral dilemma of it all.
What would you do, Rain? It's weird.
If I was... you know, the party's kind of like quote unquote leader, I would say though I don't believe it, this is this village's practice.
Right.
They're essentially their religion, right? Their belief. Yeah,
it's their culture.
It's their culture. And who am I to go into somebody's culture and say, hey, you're doing this wrong.
Sure.
And you're not going to do this anymore. Just because I value a person's life and I wouldn't sacrifice somebody's life
for the protection.
For the protection of the village and, you know, the prosperity
of the village.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of like my whole spiel. Personally, like Rain, I'd be like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Wait, so who was talking first? Who was the first? You just said,
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I know.
That
I
was
know.
A part of Rain.
No, that was a part of Rain. Uh-huh. The other part of Rain
is thinking,
now this is just some bunk ass shit, man. Of course. You know, why would
I mean, why not? Mm-hmm. Kill whatever,
an animal or what?
No, not even just that. Go and kill this entity that's making this deal, and then fix, you know, provide protection and success.
That first part of the answer was the more, you know, politician side of me. I would say
more neutral.
Yeah, but like me personally, that personal, you know, touch.
Yeah.
You know, seeping into that, I'd be like, you know what? Let's go investigate this more. How long has this been happening? How long have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, would you go to the forest spirit that they're sacrificing to and get its lowdown?
Yeah, but then I would also like then think about the well-being of the party, right? And it's like, sure. is it worth
risking?
So that in itself you have to weigh.
Interesting.
Right?
So it's kind of like it's kind of leaning towards mostly
leaving it alone. Part of me would essentially hate for that to keep happening.
You would be remorseful.
Yeah, very much so. But then I would probably forget about it, you know, the further along we go in our journey. I don't know. It's like it's kind of, the realities of it all is kind of harsh, but you have to, you know, rip off the band-aid as quick as possible, right? So if I am weighing the options of now, do we just leave it and have them keep practicing their culture, or do I sacrifice the well-being of and safety of my party just to quote unquote
feel better
and be the heroes?
Yeah,
sometimes you don't have to be a hero. If it's not broken, you don't have to fix it.
Nope.
Right. And kind of like the whole when you read this to me, I'm a big Star Trek nerd.
Uh-huh.
And one of their prime directives
is like don't interfere.
Option one. Yeah. Like not option one. Directive one is don't interfere.
Yeah.
In these species cultures because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Which they don't comply. But
yeah, they don't. But they try their best.
Imagine Star Trek starts. Directive one, do not interfere. Roll credits. Never an episode after that. That's
you know, that's the thing. Like they are Star Trek, right? These characters, Picard, you know,
Spock.
Yeah, Spock, you know, all these.
Anyone in a red shirt?
Ooh. They are always faced with a moral dilemma.
Sure.
And they always lean towards directive the betterment one. Of everybody.
Right. Directive one.
If they can help it, they will not, interfere. But
especially if it's just for one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they also have a weird thing of like, we don't leave anybody behind.
Sure.
And then they have interfere in these cultures like stuff. And I'm just like,
not every contingency is thought of.
No, it's not. It always seems like a haphazard kind of like afterthought, even though they are supposed to be the more advanced species. You know,
they went through school and protocol to do this.
Had to go to the academy, you know. Yeah.
But I mean, it seems like they may have also been taught about adaptation and stuff like that.
Yeah, adapt as quickly as you can, you know, as much as you can, and you see how the situation fares.
Spock, for sure, probably stuck to
He was very much so battling the intricacies of his human side
to and his Vulcan side,
right?
Which and they show off in the movies.
All the time. And which is why he's kind of my favorite Star Trek character.
Okay. The most human while trying to be the least.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Leonard Nimoy, you know, R.I.P. It's, yeah. I don't know. It's great. That moral dilemma? I guess it's great.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, you in the comments can choose as well.
Yeah, you can just say, you know, my answer was bunk as fuck.
I don't I don't think it was, but
hashtag
lots of people who might intervene and do that. But yeah, I would say to your first answer, the sort of your first answer was sort of like a, as you said, with like the Star Trek, so sort of a generalized, like good answers, like don't intervene with things that are outside of like
out of your purview, essentially. Out of
your jurisdiction, you know?
Yeah. And also it's just, yeah, I don't know, man. So this is one thing in my work a little bit that is a little hard for me to kind of like grasp, because, you know, for me, I'm more of a like, I will protect the people that I love, you know. It does not have to be just family, you know. I'll protect them as much as I can, and I will, you know, go through hell to make sure that they are safe. And so one of my bosses, he was like, if you had to choose between you, your family, and everybody else in this city.
Okay.
You know, because a freaking bomb is about to explode. I don't know.
Aliens say your family or everyone.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, my analytical mind goes straight towards, well, if I murder everybody in my family, I am left with nobody that I love anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's where like that emotional part of my brain goes.
Yeah.
That emotional analytical part. And then the other side goes, well, if everybody then dies in the city, then, you know, who will populate the world?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of screwed either way.
Yeah, you know, and then the choice of, well, I don't want to choose. Yeah. You're going to have to. Okay, fine. I choose my family. Oh, so you're going to let everybody in that city die? Yeah, because I love my family more than I love, you know, Bob A, B, and C.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to live with
that. And then I'm going to have to live with that decision of killing off my family because
for strangers, everybody else, who don't give a shit.
Yeah, for everybody else who is not going to take that, you know, consideration as, or take that option that sacrifice into consideration. So, you know, and then the other one is like, are you going to, like, there's a train going and on one track there's a guy who can cure cancer and on the other track are 10 children who have cancer. Right? I'm like,
that's really funny.
And I'm gonna be
that's a stupid one.
I'm gonna be like, look,
the doctor,
because I'm gonna save the doctor because he could cure cancer.
No, he will.
He
cure. Will.
Yeah, he has the answer to cure cancer.
What could have killed these 10 children?
Yeah, and then
because they're gonna die by a train.
They're gonna die
via train.
I mean, they're gonna die from cancer anyway.
If,
so might as well
if 10 children have to die for curing cancer. No, let's not.
No,
those ones are always so real those stupid.
Kind of like I don't know. It's like,
I think people make those also like
they make them really, really
exaggerated.
Impossible.
Yeah, they make them exaggerated because they also are like, well, one, what's and one life? What's one
your,
life to 10?
They're you also know? They're also gauging
who
your
are
reaction.
You to judge? Yeah, yeah. Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
if you're just out here like real quick, fast, didn't need time to think about it, they're like,
well, dang.
Sociopaths.
Yeah, and it's we'll like
send him to Korea.
Yeah, And so I have a hard time personally.
Me too.
With these moral dilemmas.
Me too.
From a character. Yeah, it is. From a character point of view, I can choose anything, right? What would my character be? But for me, it's
me,
like...
Me, personally, yeah.
For me, personally, it's like...
I have that problem with video games, dude. Like, Fallout 4, I recently went back and replayed after I've beaten it once. And first playthrough, I did an Institute playthrough because... Mm-hmm. Spoilers. Fallout 4, have you played Fallout 4? Okay, great. Thank God I'm not mansplaining. Fallout 4, you know, but the Fallout series.
Yeah, though. I do.
So you understand the concept.
Yeah, I do.
You are a Vault Dweller... In some, you know,
form or fashion.
Yeah, in some form or fashion. In 4 in particular, your vault was, every vault was an experiment. So vault 111, 111, mm-hmm. was, was a cryo tank chamber testing facility. Mm-hmm. So your character, wakes up after being put into cryo sleep and then watches from like half awake cryo sleep these people wake up your wife who's across from you in a different tank who's holding your son and then takes your son and shoots your wife in front of you. Like, and you're stuck in your tank. Then they put you back on ice. So when you wake up a few moments, like to you a few moments later, because you arrive in the vault, they put you in. You're like, you're going to wake up soon. We'll see you in a bit. Then you go to sleep. Things begin to show up again. And then you watch the scene where your shit doesn't open.
Yeah.
And they open up your wife's. They take your kid.
And then they
even come over to your thing as you're like freaking out. And they're like, we have a backup. You're the backup. And so they put you back under and then you wake up again. And when you wake up, everyone else's pods have failed. Your wife's dead. You open her pod. She's still wearing the ring. You can like, you can loot it off her body. It's morbid. I think you actually take it. Maybe. I think it gets automatically added to your inventory, which is even more weird. But, the story goes, you leave the vault and you find this apocalyptic wasteland full of ghouls. Have you seen the show?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so ghouls and death claws goggins. And all these. I haven't watched it, so I haven't seen it quite yet. But all of those things are in it. And in 4 in particular, as you continue, your son was stolen by a group known as the Institute, and they're the only ones who still have like science and technology. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to like build a new future, but also they're kind of the Illuminati where they don't, they live like underground and like no one knows about them. They're kind of the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And people start thinking, and this is true, people start getting replaced with synthetic humans, synths. And so by the end of my second playthrough through with Fallout 4, I did this whole thing where I ended the Institute. Like I blew it up.
Yeah.
Stopping all this like synthetic human slavery and like body people being grabbed and swapped with synths and stuff like that. Fallout 4 in particular, maybe it's just the setting and all that, but like trying to do the good thing and make the best choice isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you're picking between two bad choices. Mm-hmm. So even when you want to be the most morally sound person you're usually picking the better of two evils.
Nah.
And so I got to the end of that playthrough and I was like, I'm depressed.
I need to go put this down.
The next DLC was like, you get to go to, like, so in Fallout, there's Nuka drink. Nuka Cola. So there's a DLC in 4 where you go to Nuka World. It's like a big thing. You get there. It has been systematically taken over by several bandit groups who now enslave the populace.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you go to this DLC where you've, like, you know, in most Bethesda games or any sort of open world game, you've got your good factions and your neutral factions, yeah, and your thieving factions and your assassin factions and your bad faction. This entire DLC was just bandit groups sending you on missions to do bandit things.
Oh, no.
Like, I literally went back. You come from, like, the Commonwealth of Boston.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting even more nasally as it continues, so you can hear it. You start in the Boston Commonwealth, and then the DLC takes place in Nuka World, so it's a bit farther away. Somewhere you have to go there. One of the first missions they gave me was to go back to the Commonwealth and attack a good faction. They're called the Minutemen.
Oh, no.
They're supposed to be men that show up in minutes when you need help in the apocalypse. And so the first thing I did was kill a bunch of Minutemen. And I was like, I don't want to play this anymore. I'm good.
Have you ever finished it?
No.
I feel like if a game puts you into a depression or a depression,
it was not even
cycle.
Like, it was still good. It just, oh, that was the other thing. I did the other DLC for Fallout 4, and that one also had an ending where it just didn't. First, it glitched on me, so I didn't get the ending I wanted, and then I got the neutral ending or whatever, and it still just was like, no one wins. Nobody's winning. I'm not winning. Yeah. I don't feel better. I haven't helped anybody.
I haven't done anything to make this world any better. But
so, yeah,
that's the thing.
Moral dilemmas are rough.
Yeah, no.
I was talking to someone about this.
When it comes down to it, though, I'm about to kill everybody off.
I was talking to someone else about this, about like living with choices you
make.
Making choices that you can live with. And so that's all you can really do is try and make a choice you can live with and not want to beat yourself up.
And that's why I always live my life to the fullest without any regrets.
Yep.
Regrets, because if you live your life in regrets, then it's never a fun
You're
time.
Just getting nowhere. No. Alrighty. Well, that was a great episode.
I love it.
Thanks for listening, peeps.
Yeah. And we appreciate you. Any closing remarks, Kai?
Don't fudge your dice rolls, people. It takes away from everything.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I'm just going to echo what you just said. not that, the making choices that you can live with.
Yeah.
You know, do that.
Try to.
And
when you make a choice, say, I'm going to live with it.
Yeah. And just,
because regrets are going to come anyway.
They're going to be there. So might as well just live with the consequences.
YOLO.
And slightly. Be happy. If you can.
Try your best.
And with that, we're
signing off.
The Dicey Duo.
We are the Just Do It with me, Kai.
And me, Rain.
Hasta la vista.
Bye, guys. We'll be right back.